וישלח יעקב מלוכים לפונו ולעשו ואוכי וארץ וסייב שדה עדר ויצא בו יסום לימר כסומרו לאדוני לעשו ואומר אב בכל יעקב אם לא בון גרתי ואיך הרד אותו ויהי לי שור וחמו ירצוי ועבד בשבחו ואשלחו להגיד לאדוני למצריכי בעיניך. So Yaakov sends a message to Esau, Im lovon garti, Vohecha radoto. Rashi brings down Im lovon garti, Loi naasei sisar v'choshuv, Eloger, Ein chokidai lisma oisi, I've wanted for you to hate me, Al birkas ovicho, דבורך הרגרתי בגמטריה תרייק כלא אמר אם לא בונו ראש הגרתי ותרייק מצווס שמרתי ולא למדתי ממי סוברוי. So Yaakov sends מלוכים, זה מחלק עם חזל, זה מלוכים ממש או it's שלוחים. ומשה שטרנבוך brings down that when he was a kid his father asked him if it's shluchim, it makes sense. If it's malochim, Yaakov has to send malochim. It's nothing more to do just to take down the malochim from the shamayim and to send them to Esau to say, "Im lo bon garti, v'yi lishor v'chamo, v'eshlecho le'agid le'adinim limtzichem be'inecho." For this, you send malochim. So Moshe Shterbuch says he was 10 years old. So he answered his father. Yaakov was scared to send regular people; he will kill them. So he said Malochim to be safe. Another pshat he brings down that he knew that Esav will have Tainus and Yaakov, that they made up that Esav will have Olam Hazeh and Yaakov will have Olam Haba. Now he hears that Yaakov has Olam Hazeh, so he wanted to show him that he has Malochim. And Esav knew from the house of Yitzchak how Malochim look. The Mele, he would understand that Yaakov is in the Hecher of Madregas. But I saw Moshe Feinstein brings down a beautiful pshat. He says that this kasha is only to people like us. By us, Malochim is wow. To send the neighbor is wow. Yeah, it's goldished. Malochim, the neighbor, huh? A person that believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's exactly the same shverkeit for the Ribbono Shel Olam to send a malach and to send a human being. He has to walk the malach, has to fly. What is the difference? Every day Hashem makes billions of birds to fly. It's no difference for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So for the Madrege for Yaakov Avinu is no difference. And Moshe says that Chazal say that Chizkiyahu Hanavi was a tvir when he woke up in the morning. He didn't say Shira. That the whole goyim died. Sancheiriv was surrounding the city, and he woke up in the morning, and everyone was dead. He says, "Before, why Chizkiyahu didn't say Shir?" So they died. They just didn't wake up in the morning. Big deal. We believe in Hashem, but sometimes it's like, wow, what Hashem did, and sometimes it's not a wow. A person that really believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is the same. Mikol Makoyim, for sure you don't stamp send Malochim, for sure it's a bit dangerous, but the pshat is, it's not like a big zach. And Yaakov sends a message, Im lo bon garti v'orecha radato, Rashi says, garti begimatri el taryag. So stam, when I was a kid, I saw lots of different people take out sheets for Shabbos, I don't want to say the name of who. And one of the sheets was printed a kasher. It says, Garti Taryag, Gematria Taryag. So he told him, the Taryag mitzvah is Shomarti. Yaakov Kamenetsky says, why it says Shomarti, doesn't say Kiyamti? Because the Maizi was not Mekayim. Some of them he couldn't Mekayim. But when a person is learning and is trying, it's like he's Shomarti. But that little paper that came out for Shabbos had a kasha. That in the klolim of gematria, I'm not a mumche, chiluf oisiyas goes before gematria. It's the same letters, like playing with letters. So why you have to say that garti is gematria taryag? say much better. Garti is Tof Reish Yud Gimel as Tariag. So why you have to say that Garti Begimatria Tariag? Say Garti is Chiluvaiti as Tariag. But it's Amiratzis. I'm not saying the name because it's Amiratzis. It's no word Tariag. What is Tariag? 613. So Garti, it doesn't help to say that it's Chil. Yeah. I don't say who it was. But like you didn't have in the beginning, so maybe you also didn't have till today. But when we call him, so he sends a message to Esau, him love on Garti v'tariyag mitzvah shomarti. So Rashi brings down the Medrash Agoda, v'tariyag mitzvah shomarti v'lo ilomadeti mimaisov haroi. Tariyag mitzvah shomarti v'lo ilomadeti mimaisov haroi. And the Shiloh is, if tariyag mitzvah shomarti, so for sure v'lo ilomadeti mimaisov haroi. What does the Pshat say? The Tariyag Mitzvah Shomarti Velo Ilomadeti Velo Ilomadeti Mimaisa Varoi. So Rav Ruderman Shimfuna Yisrael, when he came to the Knesir HaGdoilo, only a little bit, when he came to the Knesir HaGdoilo, so Rav Ruderman spoke. Yes, when Rav Ruderman came to the Knesiyah HaGdoilo, so he asked this kashya. So Rav Ruderman said, what is the pshat? So when Rav Ruderman came to the Knesset HaGdoilo, so yes, im lovon garti v'tariyag mitzvah shamarti ולא ילמדתי ממייסו ורוי. For sure. If תריג מצווס שמרתי, so לא ילמדתי ממייסו ורוי. אם לא בנגרתי, תריג שמרתי, ולא ילמדתי ממייסו ורוי. For statement. So he said, Weistois, Esau has bad things that he does that fit with the Chishni Mishpat, that fit with the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramban calls it novel Bershus HaTorah. Yaakov says first to Esau, I kept Taryag. Oh, but chutz from that, I didn't learn to become of Gifta. When he would say over this vault, he would say, Siddha Shulchan Aruch HaChamishi. Person, everything, he has answers, he's sick, he's not feeling good, his cousin is, all of the tirutzim, everything is good. But the Taryag he fits, oh, but he's like Lavan, he's like Esau. Yaakov says, Im Lavan Shomarti v'Taryag Mitzvah Shomarti. The Moshe Feinstein, and this is one of the volumes of a very packed parsha. We'll try. The Moshe Feinstein says, "You meet your brother Esau. You tell him, you know, Esau, you know, Taryag Shomarti. You know, I don't tell it even to my friends that are Yaakov. Yeah, my friends that are Esau, I for sure don't tell them Taryag Shomarti. The most I tell them, I'm very strong. Yeah, I have a lot of money. But when I meet my Esau's, I don't tell them, you know, I learned 15 hours a day. That I tell to my father, to my Yankovs." To my Esau's, I tell them different things. Yeah, I'm very strong, I have bombs. Yaakov tells Esau, you know, Taryag Shomarti, and that and that, I'm from, even, you know, Shchanoch HaChamishi, you know, I'm not as good. But Frank Reb Moshe Feinstein, Ma Zenogea to Esau. So Reb Moshe says, studying Esau, I'm sending you a message, I'm coming, Limtzei Chen Beinocho, you know, I want to be friendly, invite you for Shabbos. This couple, that we're going to be friends. I want to tell you, I keep Taryag with other homeless. I'm not planning to be like you. I want to start you to know. I'm planning to be your friend. But remember, Taryag. But that's, you know, no Lashon Hara, Tznius. I'm inviting you for Shabbos, but with these rules. Not, you know, I want to be friendly with you. Some say a different pshat, that he wanted to tell him that, you know, you think that I stole the brachas from you. You were going to say it with Reb Moshe, but you think that I stole the brachas from you. Ah, Esav, you have a lot of money. You think, yeah, because Yaakov is not keeping the mitzvahs, so Yitzchok said that then I will have money. But soon Yaakov will be a tzaddik, and Esav will be left with nothing. Why Esav was nervous? He had halsei, he has so much things. Nice, the bracha didn't go over to Yaakov, what he wants. So Yaakov thought Esav things. You know why he didn't go over to him? Because Yaakov by love did a lot of averus. So I have a lot of money. Soon Yaakov will come to this soil, will be a ganze talmid chochem, he will be a tzaddik, and I will lose all my money. He told him, I was a tzaddik all of the years. Nice, it doesn't work, don't worry. It doesn't work. This is what we don't understand. Tzaddik v'ra'lo, tzaddik v'tevlo. But he told him, Esav, don't worry, don't think that the pshat is I was bad. This is the reason I was by Lavan. And the vow, you're good. Soon I'm going to be good, and you will lose. Esav is Mashiach. Esav will have what he needs to have. He will have his Olam Hazeh. This was the message. Vayehili shov v'chamoich. So he's telling him, Lavan galti. Vayehili shov v'chamoich tzoyin v'eved v'shifcho. So I kept Taliag, and I had shoyr. Vayehili shoyr. What is Vayehili? So the Biskarov said, it's all tied with the Moshe. Now when he was in Dacha, Dacha is like today they call the Catskills. And he was there in Dacha, and it was a Rabbina. The rabbi of that shot. And the Rabbina said pshat. He says, he doesn't know if it's a real pshat, but the vote is good. The Biskarov said it over the whole time. What is Vayehili shov v'chamoich? How I managed to live by Lavan, and not to get influence from Lavan to learn from his Maisi Maroi. How it works, to live in a modern place, there's a lot of goyim around you, no Yiddishkeit around you, all different goyim, all different societies. How you stay in a yeshiva? How you stay in a yeshiva? Vayehili shoyr rechamon. Skarov said b'shem Rabina. He said, how I didn't learn from Lavan, I looked at him like a shov v'chamoich. I was machshir him like a donkey. He says, we have a lot of problem. How people, some people get very, try to be like the goyim, and some people not. What if we're sitting and learning here, yeah, and pitom, the head of China will walk in. I'm telling you, in a second the Bismillah should get quiet, right? Not Beis Yishai, but I'm saying different places, yeah? Why, if a guy will come in that knows Shas back and forth, no one will whisper, you know, the guy knows Shas. So Pshat is, the head of China has Shtikl Chashivus by us. Shtikl. Yeah? There's a multi-millionaire walk in, also Peter Mandelman's class and dance around. So the pshat is, our problem is, inside deep we have a chashivas to this people more from this people. This is the reason slowly, slowly we try to behave like that people. If we will understand not to have the chashivas, let's say now it's a chas v'sham, our generation, we're not telling people to mevaz the chas v'sham, but not to be machshiv. So this is what he told Esav. Lovon gauti, v'taryag mitzvah shomarti, how I managed, Vayehili shoyr v'chamoyr. I looked at it like a shoyr v'chamoyr. So I didn't know chashivas to Lavan. V'meila, I was not mushpa from Lavan HaRosh. Chazal say, and I want first to go into this vault. Chazal say, Vayiru Yaakov Moed, ויאמר יעקב, אלוהי אבי אברום, קטונתי מכל החסדים וכל האמת אשר עושה עבדך, כי במתי לי עברתי ישעיהו בן הזה, הצילי מינו מיד אוכי מיד עשו. Save me from my brother, from עשו. So first, when you read the פסוק, פרק למד בייס, פסוק יוד בייס, הצילי מינו מיד אוכי מיד עשו. הצילי מינו מיד אוכי עשו. Hatzileinu miyadochi miyad Esav. Save me from my brother. Save me from. Hatzileinu miyadochi miyad Esav. The miyad miyad is extra. A. B. What's Hatzileinu miyadochi miyad Esav? There's another Esav that is not your brother. you know, Hashem, this person wants to kill me. Mama, she's my friend. Hashem wants to kill me. That is the reason maybe he will not kill me. So, Atzineinu miyad ochi miyad Esav, l'chure, when he's coming to daven, Hashem help me, it's not the place to say, miyad ochi. Zog de Beis Halevi was two tefillas. One tefillah, if Esav becomes friendly with me, save me. If Esav wants to kill me, save me. You know, the Timon Shekindalach, they were in Taman for 2,000 years. They had the Simonim. They call the place the Simonim. 2,000 years by the Arabs. There was Radifus, and they managed to catch the Torah. All the new Tanakh, they went to the Mori, they called it, the Rebbe. They learned. They brought him to Eretz Yisrael, and they put him to live in open places. Hundreds of them went off the Derech. The knives and the sticks didn't manage to take them off the Derech. The openness to the world managed to take them off the Derech. Hatzileini no miyad ochi. Miyad Esav. If he's a brother, save me. If he's Esav, save me. Zog de Beis Halevi, and on what he's davening first? From the ochi. Then from the Esav. The more dangerous is the ochi. It says later in the parsha, we'll skip a second, then we'll go back. Vineda. ויקום בלילה הוא ויקח שתי נושר ושתי שפחויסר ואחד עשרה ילודו ויעבר לסמה ובאתו ויקח ויעביר מסנחל ויבוסר יעקב לבדוי ויעובק איש אימוי עד עלו יסר שוח ויבוסר יעקב לבדוי ויעובק איש אימוי עד עלו יסר שוח. So the second I want to tell you a new mahalach of the Rashbam that I saw this year. But by Ovek Yishimel, we know he had a fight with Tzori Shal Esav. All we learned it in Cheder. The Torah writes down this fight and war that Yaakov had with Tzori Shal Esav. By Ovek Yishimel. By Ovek Yishimel. The guy fought with it. What is by Ovek? So, you have art school, by Ovek? Fought with him. Not exactly. You have art school. For your kids, I know you have art school. What's his
last?
Wrestle. Hopefully that's the right one. Hopefully it's the right one. The people who did a good job. Vayavik, Rashi says two pshatim. Vayavik, when two people, you know, in the old days there was no floor, right? They had dust. When two people fight, you know what happens? The feet go bush, and dust comes over. So when two people fight, you call Vayahovik. So the pictures, you know, you see the tanks. Dust comes over from all over in a fight. Another pshat Rashi says, in Arami, Vayahovik is Miloshon Ovik Bey. Mo says that someone was reading bad books and then he went off the Derech. I think Mo says, the Ovik Bey, he was too much attached to it. Mo says, if you see someone that is a dog following him the whole time, and Ovik Bey, so you have to be choishidim and fashidim nezachim. If the dog is mamish Ovik Bey, it's like attached, too attached to him. If you see something too attached, but this is via Ovik, attach. If it's too attached. So Rashi says two pshotim, one pshat, via Ovik, Menachem Pirish, Vaisaper, Miloshen Avak, thus. Why? The Rashi, how two people fight? You hug him, you push till you get the other guy down. You surround his neck, he surrounds and you push. So one pshat by Ovik, the dust on the floor. Second pshat, Rashi says, by Ovik, they hug each other, they manage like one piece rolling around the floor till they win, one wins. Two pshat him in the word by Ovik. So I heard from my brother, the Mashgiach of Chevron, he said, Givaldik pshat. It's not two pshat him, it's one pshat. Esav came to do two things. One pshat, dust, a fight. Chlish sadas, scared, like a war. But he also came to hug Yaakov. He tried to become close to him, to take him off the derech. It was two fights with Tzori Shel Esav. He tried to be friendly, and he tried to kill Yaakov. He tried to disturb. The Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadikei. The Gemara says, Tzadik Aleph, Chad Omar, Kibur Nidmeloi. The story shall Esav look like a bull, like an oretz. Chad Omar ketalmid chochem nireloi. Two men daom chulin daf tzadik aleph. How story shall Esav look? He came with a ganze white beard, or he came like, you know, with standing here, yeah? So what is the pshat? Does he know him? He came to fight mamish like a rosha, or he came to fight like a talmid chochem, like a friend. This is Be'etzim, the David, that's the Oimek from the Beis HaLevi. Hatzileinu no miyadochi miyad Esav. The Milchoma with Esav is all among these two parts. Not to learn from him, not to be mushpa from him. And mitzad sheni, sometimes he wants just to be madir al adas. Now, I want to say, Ve'evoso Yaakov levadoi, Ve'yoroki lo yuchaloi, ויגה בכף ירח יעקב, ותיקה כף ירח יעקב, בהיבו כאימו. Then, אלכי לא יוכלו בני ישראל, אז גיד הנושה. So, we learned the parasha every year, we know it. Someone showed me this year, a Rashbam. It's like 10 Rashbams on this week's parasha. The Rashbam says, what is the pshat? ויוקוין יעקב בלילו, he gets up in the middle of the night, he tries to pass the river, then the Pachim Tanim stay, then he goes back, and the Malach comes and he fights. Why Yaakov wakes up in the middle of the night to pass over the river? Esav wants to kill him. Soon will be a crash, right? They're facing each other. Not okay, so what Yaakov is running into the crash, he wakes up in the middle of the night and to crash into Esav. Where's the rush? I understand, there's nowhere to run, he has to walk, hopefully soon he's crashing with Esav. Everyone wakes up 12 o'clock at night. Baita, Ginalach, we're walking. To where? To be killed. What is the point? I'm sure every year you have this shver. Zog de Rashbam, Vayokom balaylo ahu, Vayavoy resmavor yaboy, Yaakov decided to run away. Three times we have David HaMelech wakes up in the middle of the night, and he passes the river and he tries to run away. And Chazal Tanach Keseda, when you try to run away, you go over to the river and you try. Yaakov didn't pass over the river to face and to knock into Esav. He was running away. I read the Rashbam. It's a beautiful pshat. Rashbam Gdol Rishonim. We learn from Basra. We mechuyu to the Rashbam. Niskaven livroyach derech acheres, velefichach over hanachal balaylo, kumei shemotzinu bedovi bebochum bnei Avsholem. בדרוכים של הירדן שעובר יעקב בלילו כאל עומר אל דוד קומו עבודה עם העירו על המים ויעברו את הירדן עד עיר הבויקר. So he took everything to run away and he forgot פחים קטנים and the מלאך came. And why the מלאך came? זוג דרשבם, not to kill יעקב. He wanted to stop him, not to run away, and he didn't manage. And he gave him a bang in his foot. Vatika kafierich Yaakov. Yaakov didn't manage to run away. He became limping and he had to stay. There was no way to run away. And why the Malach did it? Hashem sent the Malach that Yaakov will not run away, will face Esav, and Esav will do nothing to him, and he would realize that Hashem takes care of him. A lot of times in life, you try to get away from a matzav, and it doesn't go, and it doesn't work out. You say, but I was trying to run away. Hashem keeps you, dear. He wants you to face Esav, to win Esav, and to get the brochas. Al kein lo yoichlu bnei Yisrael esgid anoshe. To remember that chelik. As I learned the Rashbam. I know it's a mechudosh dekipshat. That was the first time that I learned this Rashbam this year. But as I learned the Rashbam Pshat, and Keseder, he explains the Pesukim. כי לא יוכל היה מהלוך ורוצו לעבור ולברוח. So this was Be'etzim, and this is Be'etzim the message. A lot of times we think that things don't work out, there's an ikuv. And we don't know that this ikuv is letoivo. This ikuv is letoivo. And the Malach tells Yaakov, Vayomer lo Mashimcho, Vayomer Yaakov. Vayomer lo Yaakov, Vayomer od Shimcho, ki im Yisroel, ki sorito, im Eloikim, vim Anoshim vatucho. Vayomer lo Yaomer od Shimcho, Yaakov, ki im Yisroel, ki soriso, im Eloikim, vim Anoshim vatucho. So, the Mefarshim Shtel, the Gemara says in the end of the first perek of Brachas, someone calls Avraham Avinu Avram as Oiver Be'ese, Shenema Loyomer Shimcho Avram, Kiim Avram, Abelav. Frank de Gmore Elomeato, Akoire Le Yaakov Yisroel, I'm sorry, Akoire Le Yisroel Yaakov, Yaver Be'ese, Shenema Loyomer Oit Shimcho Yaakov, Kiim Yisroel Shmecho. Shiny awesome, the Hoda Omar Kro. ויראה אלוהים לישראל במרוס הלילה ויאמר לו ירתירו אנכי אלוהי אברהם יצחק ויעקב השם קורז יעקב זה אלוהי אברהם יצחק ויעקב השם קורז ישראל יעקב זה במהיר if we call יעקב ובילו יעקב nothing happened the shayla is frege the mefoshim the marsho so the cash is in the tail you're telling me if someone calls Avraham ovinu Avraham it's oivir be'eser why it says your name is not Avraham Avraham Frank the Gemara, if someone calls Yankiv Avinu Yankiv and not Israel, also be Oivir Be'eser. Hashem also calls him. That's a kasha. That's the kasha. So the Maharsha says, Pshat, maybe this is what he means, but we'll say it in our Nusach. The answer is, Avram, his name was switched. He was Av Aram, and now he became Av Amon Goy. He became Av Amon Goy. You go back and you call Avraham Avinu, Avraham. Yemavazin. He's the general, we call him the soldier. Yankiv Avinu, the name Yaakov symbolizes Vayakveini Zepa Amayim, his fight, his struggle with Esau. Yisroel is the winning name. Kisoriso imanoshim ve'eloikim vatucho. You managed. Yaakov, you had a hard life. You had fighting with Esau. But now your name is Yisroel. But even that his name is Yisroel, his name switched. But if you call him Yaakov, it's not a chisoron. Why it's not a chisoron? So I will say it in two ways. A person passes a war. Right, so every hard war that he has, they give him like as a gold thing, he hangs it up here. If he has 50 of them, it's a gold chosho. What every gold star says? Every gold star says, he was chveis, he was in Afghanistan, he was almost killed, the tank, and he managed to run away. This shows he was in Iraq, and he managed to get away. Yeah? This shows he was Vietnam, and he managed to run away. Every star shows very hard matzah that he was. Now, he wants people not to remind him, or he's proud that he had all these hard times. So my mother spent 6 years in Siberia. She told me a lot of things in her life, she'll be happy to switch, to trade. But she would never want to trade the 6 years of Siberia. She's proud of herself. Right? I tell you, my mother spent 6 years in Siberia. You look at Shtigl Choshen on me already, yeah? I'll tell you, my mother 6 years Siberia, then 6 years Auschwitz. Can't be at the same time, yeah? You think go choshen, right? But if I would tell you my mother sat in jail for drugs for 10 years, you're not looking at me anymore. She didn't, yeah? So what's the pshat? The pshat, the Siberia to be punished al Sayyid, we're proud of ourselves. Pshat's nice when you're a prisoner in Siberia, it's terrible. But this makes you lucky. You're proud that this is what you had. This is what you managed. Yaakov Avinu is proud of the years that he was Yaakov. So for him, to mention his name Yaakov is Nishkin Bizoyan. Not even the name Yisrael is Kisoriso Imanoshim Ve'Elohim Batucha. But we could say even more from that. It's not only that he's proud of it. Only because you have hard times. Only if you have hard times, you could manage to get to the good times. Iro loy nofalti, loy kamti. Al anisim, al anifloes, val atshuas, val amilchomos. Al anisim, Hashem, thank you. Val anifloes, val atshuas. You know what? Al amilchomos. What is the thank you in the war? Al anisim, al anifloes, al atshuas, al amilchomos. The Torah says, yeah, the milchomos made us to become who we are. The milchomos made us to become special. While the milchomos made us to become special, safakilt. We're proud of the milchomos. This is the reason if someone calls Yaakov Avinu Yaakov, this what made him to become Yisrael. The Yaakov makes him to become Yisrael. So the Mele, if you're allowed to, Avraham Avinu, when he was called Avraham, and then he became Avraham Avinu, so he grew. So it's not easy to go back to say that he was Avraham before Avraham. But Yaakov, what makes Yaakov to become Yisrael? That is the godless. That what makes it to become special. So the person manages to win and to be matzliach. So adrabah. This is Yaakov. We spoke about Yaakov tikkun tefilas alvis. Why Yaakov was metaken tefilas alvis? Yaakov is the time that Yaakov is down. When Yaakov is down, then he was metaken tefilas alvis. The name Yaakov is nesamel tefilas alvis. This is we say Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. That is when we win. When we come out, we call it Yisrael. Aber the avoido. The Avodah goes through Yaakov. Through Yaakov you become Israel. But without Yaakov you don't become Israel. Then the Pasuk is Mamshich. Goes and Dina goes out. Ubnayaku bo min asode kishoimom, vaisyatsvo anoshim vaicharlo meoi. Kinevolo also be Israel, Lishka vizbasiako vechei lo yase. And the Mele, they gave them a etzer for the Mille, and then they killed out the whole city. So the Loshon HaPosuk Ubnayaku bo min asode. Kishoimon vayisyatzvu haanoshim vayichar lehemeoit. Ki nevolo oso beYisrael, lishka vizbas Yaakov, vechein lo yeose. Rashi says, la'anois es apsulois. Chutz from the halacha that Akum shebo al bas Yisrael could be chayev misa. But without beYis Yaakov, also it's unaccepted. After the Deir HaMabul was accepted of all of the goyim, that no one is starting up with psulis. So this is the Loshon HaPosuk. Vayisyatzvu anoshim vayichar lemoit ki nevola oso biYisrael lishka vizbas Yaakov vechein lo yase. It's unaccepted. Frank de Beis Halevi, and this is the Beis Halevi. Frank de Beis Halevi. And it's also unaccepted. First you could say it's unaccepted and terrible. You know, they did terrible, terrible, took Bas Yaakov. And also it's pastish. You know, made up natu, you know. Please, we made up natu. This is the order to say it. terrible, they kidnapped this girl, and also, you know, it's unaccepted. Everyone decided, about a bite, but you decided that we don't do it, yeah? All the members of the community, the committee said not to do it. Oy, oy, oy. Fadim Salevi, first you're telling he's a terrible guy, and also it's oy, oy, oy. Zogdim Salevi, Chamoyo, doesn't know what is Bas Yaakov. What is a Bas Yaakov? No taina on him so much. He's an oinus. A fashtein is shvoti makdoishim. He's a chamoyo. He's a person. His name is chamoyo. But it's unaccepted that he knows. Zok de bisalevi. Meizid bederabonon, even if he's a shoygig in the reise, he gets punished in gantz. It's a very scary bisalevi. Sometimes a bocher goes away for a Shabbos to a place that is nish beseder to go. Maybe with tariag it good. Passed. When he's there, he sees things that he doesn't have to see. Uncontrol. Normally, if a person sees things by oynus, he's a oynus. There, Zogde Besalevi, he gets punished like a mazid gomel because he didn't have to be there. A person goes to a hotel, has a very shvach hashgach. They serve him treif. In a normal hotel, also the good hashgach also they could serve you treif. Come up to the shalayim, oynes, gan eden. But you didn't have a right to eat there. So now if you ate treif, gehen and mazid. This is like the Besalevi. This is the Besalevi. He says there's a ktsois. He brings the ktsois. A person gave his friend apples to watch. It's not real apples. It was silver apples. He told him, man, apples, silver apples, worth a lot of money. The mice of the guy gave him gold apples. Gold, he knew the guy would never give him back. Yeah? So he didn't tell the guy would not take it. No one wants to watch gold apples. It's millions. Silver is thousands. Yeah. The guy, the mice, threw it away to the garbage. No mistake. He came to the guy, he said, I'm sorry, I threw it away. So you have to pay him. He said, yeah, you took out $5,000 to give it. The guy said, I'm sorry, but it was gold. He said, but he didn't tell me. I'm a oinus. So the ktsoi says he has to pay. But he did not write the drug to the garbage. If it was stolen, you're right. I was only mekabel shiva as silver. But if you were mazik and you didn't have a right to be mazik, you chayev. It's a pacha. So Rebbe Chmotcha Ezrachi says over this Bisalevi in Yeshiva Sateres Yisrael, every Parshas Vayishlach tonight, you could go here to Beit Vegan, he says it over, it takes 5 hours. He says over this Bisalevi for 5 hours. This is the whole drosha. 5 hours. I'm not going to tell it to you now in 5 hours, but I want in 2-3 minutes to tell you what he does there. When we were Bochum, we went. I myself, Pung, never went. Chavruza, but we decided the Oilam went. He says over the Maisa with the Bisalevi. Was a Yid, the Salevi came to a shtot, and it was the middle of the night, and it was snowing outside, and they didn't let the Salevi to get into the house, and the Salevi told the guy, knock on the door. The guy said, it's freezing, we can't open up. The Salevi told this guy, just knock on the door, it's because Nefesh will die here, will freeze and die. The guy didn't open the door, the guy said, just bang on his door, tell him, because Nefesh, he has to. Okay, he couldn't say no. He let them in. He said, shh, near the oven and quiet. Shh. Salevi, the people ran near the car. 2 hours later, Pete Thomas, a big noise. They hear like big horses. It was like a very chosher rabbi. I forgot his name. Came with all of his pamalia. The balabos got up right away. Put up the lights in the chandelier. We came to the whole house. It was tumult and guns and mice. Then the rabbi needed a minion. I don't know exactly. It's different in the schos, but the story. He was going to the bathroom. And in the way, he sees Rabbi Yosef Dov, the Slucharov. He says, the Slucharov, he wakes him up, he puts him at the table, and it's Tugdal Adov. In the morning, the Balabos comes in, and he just walks in the door, and he faints, and he says, Rebbe, I'm sorry, I didn't know you to be Salehivi, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Salehivi tells him, I'm not my chum. Shock. Salevi was the most honored person that you know. You know the biggest honor that you know? A million times more. He said, I'm not boichel you that you were pogeh the Bisalevi. He says, forget about Bisalevi, I'm a Yid. The way you behave, you don't behave to a Yid. So now you're amazing and pogeh any piece of Kavanah Torah. And you can never have mechila on it because you're amazing, you're not ashamed. So the Rebbe, what is my Eitzah? He says, move into my house, and he moved in his house for 3 years, and for 3 months, and he taught him what is Achnasas Ocher. So Avuz, Reb Chaim, his kids say, most nights he never slept on the beds. Because when we come back by night, his father already gave him the beds to different people. He would sleep on the floor. So Levi said, a lot of times, so when a person sometimes doesn't behave good, and you never know. I want to tell you, 4 weeks ago, I think, we made a Suda Shabbos. It was a shir. It's a shy. So, it was raining. I don't know what it was exactly. Anyway, it was late. So I took a taxi. It was even over my time that I keep before Shabbos not to go in a taxi, but I couldn't. And I took a taxi. And the guy told me, where are you going? And he said, I'm going to the mirror. I said, oh, to the mirror. So he was telling me a whole story. I'm going to the story short. The mice said, when we passed, he said, when I was 4 months, my father was chopped off here, and my mother was cooked in a pot here. By his uncles. Here, three streets away from Yeshiva. It was 70 years ago. His mother was 18 years old. She married someone that his uncles did not like, against the will of the family. And after, when he was 4 months, the family killed both of them. And he grew up here and he grew up there. The whole story, I'm not going now, it's not, we're over the time. And he told me all of a sudden, I knew all the people, my parents, the people that adopted him. He told me the whole story of his life. And, I was speaking to him. I was nice to him. I didn't know if his story is true or not true. I was listening. And then he was saying that he drove some Sabbath in Yeshiva, and the guy got married and flew into America, but he didn't have where to put him, so he put him in a mirror in Brooklyn for 2 weeks, and everyone was so nice to him. I'm not going out the whole story. I was very nice to the person. I didn't know who he is. Yeah. A couple days ago, a guy comes over to me and tells me, such a Kiddush Hashem, you were nice to this person. I didn't know what he was talking about, then he reminded me. They told me this person passed so much. So even though he came from a frum family, he told me that he himself, when he was 18 years old, he went to his grandmother. And he asked why my uncles killed my mother. And she said, turn the page. From that day, I didn't speak even to her. She was not sensitive. I don't know the story. Yeah? I don't know what was the story. So the guy told him, but you know, someone was so nice to me, and I saw when he went into the taxi, he was so rushing, and he stayed outside yeshiva for 10 minutes to listen to me. And I know he's a Rebbe in the yeshiva, he's going to be with his bachrim. If I will change my mind and I will be chayza b'tshuva, it was only because that 10 minutes that the guy was patient, he was so rushed to get a taxi, and he was rushing me. When I started to say my life story, that I never speak about it, but he knew some people in Beit Vegan where I live, so I felt, and he was listening, so I changed. Now, if I would be rushing, and I would not behave, I'd behave nice because he's a yid, not because I knew the whole story. If I would rush and yell at him, like I really had to in the beginning, yeah? So, when I come to the Shemayim, they'll tell me, but it's not a way to behave to a nice guy. Sometimes you go into a taxi, you scream at the guy, you don't know what he's passing, you don't know what is happening. You come to the Shemayim, you get such a gehenna, the guy's off the derech, Chil Shabbos, Gilei Arayos, everything is on you. This is the Yosef of this. So the brothers told Shechem, you're right, maybe, it's unaccepted. But maybe, now we will kill you for Bnei Yaakov. A shaking with the Rabbanon becomes amazing with the Arayos. Chunks.